What do you call flowing water, something that's smaller than a river?
Stream.
Or how about something that's smaller than a stream?
Smaller than a stream?
Mm-hmm. Or maybe something that's in between, in size between a stream and a river. Or a stream be about the only thing?
Well, we have gullies sometimes.
And that'd be smaller than a stream?
Yeah, because a stream is... I don't know what a stream is. It's smaller, because sometimes some streams is good size.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call the kind of grass that grows up out of the mud around a river? You know, that tall grass that just grows up out of the mud?
Mm-hmm. I know, but I was trying to think of the name. Can't think that.
Okay. What do you call a pair of straps that a man wears over his shoulders to keep his pants up?
Suspender.
What do you call gravy that's made by adding water to the grease of ham?
Ham gravy.
What do you call the liquid that people used to burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
Thin body and a long snout? That's the meal hog. You talking about? That's the meal hog.
Well, I'm talking about, in some parts of Georgia, these things used to run around wild. And people said they were hard to fatten.
Wild?
I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call an itching soreness between somebody's toes?
Call athlete's feet.
Well, now what's another? I don't know. Well, actually, I don't know if this other thing is different or if it's the same thing. But I know when I was a child,
we call ground itch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that the same thing or is that different?
No, ground itch is that you it come from the dew.
Mm-hmm.
And you children used to go barefoot in it. Do a lot, and you don't hear it much now. I don't ever hear it. But anyway, they get a little cut right under the toe. And that and they do get in it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I've seen people with bad feet. And in fact, about I was with a lady teaching school down in that little part of the kind. And her feet was the worst. And I've forgotten now what I told her to do with it. Forward. Oh, I do know. I made her get some pine top and that's home remedy. And smoke her feet and grease it in tallow made from the fat of the cow.
Mm-hmm.
And they cured it.
For goodness sake. Mm-hmm. Well, how long did she have to do this before they got well?
Well, she would do it every night because she was suffering. You know, it turns to an itch and you just be going by stretching. And this or anywhere you go, you're scratching your foot, you know,
mm-hmm.
And it's kind of annoying because it will come a day you got to go to church and all that down in the shoe and all, you know,
it's
miserable.
What do people call homemade whiskey?
Shine, moonshine.
And what about bad shine?
Call it white lightning, I think that's what they call it. Okay. I don't know about the moonshine.
For Christmas, a child might hope to get a lot of
toys.
Okay. Now, this next part has to do with verb forms. If we were talking about reading a book, you might ask me, has the book been
read?
And I might answer, yes, yesterday.
Yesterday I read.
Okay. If we were talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries been